We're going to head out to DeKalb, Illinois, and be joined by Huskies head coach Rod Carey. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Good, Ken. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously a very tough, hard-nosed game on Saturday with that 24-21 win over Ohio for homecoming for your Huskies. When getting back to the office, looking at the film, talk about the performance by your team.
Yeah, well, it was a good game. Ohio's a good team, and we knew it was going to be a four-quarter battle. It certainly was that, coming down to the very end there. And, we made enough plays in the end. We shot ourselves in the foot enough. And we had to learn how to play through the refs. And so once we did that, then I think things turned for us pretty good. But, that's us getting our heads right and going that way. So it was good. It was good to see.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Carey and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, you're entering that game going into the fourth quarter down 21-9, and your team just went out and made plays, both offensively and defensively. Talk about the resiliency of your team and in that fourth quarter, game on the line, making plays on both sides of the ball.
Well, I think the execution picked up immensely in the fourth quarter. In all facets, not getting penalties and blocking and throwing and catching. And then defensively, I thought we played an outstanding game, gave up a couple long passes there on some scrambles off from a really good quarterback. And that's probably going to happen. But then in the fourth quarter, the execution, I think that everybody, kind of got their act together, and we kind of got back control of the game.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Carey.
Your next question is from Evan Meyer with the MAC Reporter Online.
Hi, Coach. How are you today? I was watching the game, and it was a back and forth. It was one of those games that I expected. But how big was Sutton Smith's strip, the sack and the strip of Nathan Rourke in that fourth quarter? If you didn't, I know hindsight is 20/20, but if you didn't get that, does the comeback full force doesn't come by?
Well, I don't know because it did happen, Evan.
It was a great play by him, though.
Yeah, no, it was, and he had an outstanding game along with a lot of guys on our defense. Kyle Pugh, Antonio Jones-Davis, Josh Corcoran had a whale of a game. The inside guys played good. I thought our corners played good. I know it doesn't look like that because of the flags that were being thrown and what have you. But, I thought our defense was outstanding. And certainly Sutton gets the headlines and deservedly so for that play. And he had a whale of a game besides that one, too.
With offense is keen somewhat on Sutton Smith, does that open for players like Antonio? He's been very, very strong and almost in every tackle the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously, people have attacked Sutton in a different way with sometimes sliding the line to him, using a running back in a tackle or a tight end in a tackle. And when that's going on, someone else has to have a one-on-one somewhere. And so it's about those opportunities to execute your job. And thought that the guys have done that. Antonio certainly has. Josh Corcoran probably doesn't get enough attention here. I mean, he had a whale of a game as well, and he's a little bit of a beneficiary of those one-on-ones at times.
You've been playing so well, but how will you take this week off before you play BYU on the 27th? And you'll be playing, I think, two games in almost 10, 12 days?
Well, there's always three things you want to get done in a bye week, and one is recruit, two is self-scout, and three is rest and recover. And so that's going to kind of be our formula for this bye week, and comes at a good time for all three of those things, with high schools having their last regular season game. Obviously, self-scout, we do that weekly, but we'll dive into it more here. And then, with the rest and recover, our team needs it. Seven games in, seven straight games, and it's one that we can use right now. So we'll do all three.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet.
Rod, with your lengthy career as an offensive line coach, offensive coordinator, and obviously your tenure as head coach at NIU, how great is it to call a two-point conversion pass to an offensive tackle and Max Sharpring and see that success and conversion in that fourth quarter in the victory over Ohio?
Yeah, no, you know, and really not about me in any way, shape, or form, really about Max and his ability. He's a good football player, and so we thought we'd have it. We did. He executed it perfectly, and then obviously the entire team was super excited on that, and for sure the offensive line, because I think they all felt like they scored on that play, which was good to see.
Bye week comes at a good time for your Huskies?
Mm-hmm. It does. Sorry, you caught me with a mouthful of coffee right there. It does. Yeah, no, it does. Seven straight weeks. And, you know, with the opponents that we've had, you know, we're like anybody else, maybe a little more because of the opponents we've had is banged up. I don't want to discredit anybody else. But so it's a good time to have a bye week. And especially what we're facing at the end of this thing, you know, with the Maction games and the short turnarounds there. So it's a good time to have a bye week.
Well, Rod, enjoy your week. We'll let you get back to enjoying the bye and your eventual preparations, obviously, for BYU. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Rod. Again, for NIU and Rod Carey, Huskies coming off the 24-21 win over Ohio. Again, the Huskies are now off to a 4-0 start in league play for the second straight season. And they've won 24 of their last 25 games against MAC East Division opponents. As Marcus Childers earned his first 100-yard rushing game of the season with 169 yards on his 23 carries. And Sutton Smith with two sacks. With seven on the season and now 22 for his career for NIU. They will be off this week, next game at BYU on October 27th.